Right now, a really, really important conversation. It was going to be important with Roxana Tarone, but with the news flow out of Ukraine, it's extraordinary. Roxana, we're back to science fiction. Anybody that's old enough to remember the Falkland Wars remembers the shock of an Exocet missile out of nowhere taking out a British ship. I mean, it was a shock. Now I've got a report of five drones from Ukraine, not from Ukraine, taking out Russian jets slash bombers on the ground in Russia. In addition, the U.S. is funding, in some ways, Black Hornet drones. Paul, these are little mini drones.
Are they? Okay.
That go up seriously in the battlefield. So you can see, we're having a raging military debate with an expert on this, is Roxana Tarone of Bloomberg Government, about what we're going to do in Ukraine. From where you sit, Roxana, is this Defense Department debate about new science fiction, about stuff that's not traditional?
I mean, I think it's been all along. Good morning. Thanks for having me on. I think it's been all along about, the type of technologies that can win and that have gone contrary to what the Defense Department has been investing in. So you've seen the power of drones. You've seen the power of rigging equipment in a certain way, to make it work. And Ukrainians have tremendous creativity and engineering intelligence. So in large part, it has been about finding the fastest and best way to fight back, the Russian invasion. But I don't think it goes as far as science fiction. It's more like, what can you do with what you have?
All right, Roxana, our good friends in Congress, rumor is they come back in September. We'll see. Mm-hmm. But they got a lot of work to do when they get back. And one of the things they need to do is to decide to what extent we will continue to fund the Ukrainian military effort. And a lot of Republicans aren't supporting it, which I don't get. But anyway, tell us kind of how it's playing out in Washington.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a very, very tough fight when Congress comes back in early September. Obviously, President Biden, requested $40 billion in emergency supplemental funding. Out of that, about $24 billion is for Ukraine. $13 billion directly for the Pentagon and for the war effort in the country. It's looking like it's going to be mired in a huge political fight in the House, in particular, where the ultra conservatives are already saying they're not going to support it, and we're also moving into a very, very shaky territory here, because it's likely going to be attached to funding for the next fiscal year, which starts October 1st, they're already, drawn a red line in the sand that they wouldn't be supporting the spending bills as they are right now.
But isn't it, it would seem to be a traditional Republican point that, hey, what's bad for Russia is good for America. Why not let the Ukrainians, who are doing such a good job, why don't we let them fight our fight?
100%. It's been counterintuitive. I think their argument is that the money that we're spending on Ukraine is better spent in the United States. But at the same time, they're also trying to, find, right. All these draconian cuts to domestic spending, which is one of the reasons why we're having this stalemate.
When did we last make draconian cuts in Pentagon spending?
Not in Pentagon spending. A band of about, scores of Republicans, I guess, ultra conservative, want to cut the Pentagon as well, but their focus is primarily on domestic spending as well, and on making sure that we don't send the billions and billions of dollars to Ukraine.
What do we know from the Speaker of the House, McCarthy? What is his view on Ukraine and spending there?
He has been very careful. And he has not outright said that the House wouldn't support a supplemental request, but he has made very clear that it wouldn't be a blank check. So I think he's in a very, very tough position right now because he has to obviously satisfy his caucus at the same time and can't be seen passing such a bill with Democratic huge Democratic support. And so I think he has a very, very tough job ahead. The Senate is going to be different. The Senate, there's going to be support for this. But once it gets to the House, that's where it's becoming very likely. I mean, we're all sort of looking towards a government shutdown. And if Ukraine supplemental is connected to government spending, which it may be, it's the quickest way to get it done, then that's going to be mired in that problem as well.
Roxana, thank you so much. Roxana Tarone, Bloomberg Government. Here on one of the issues that we may see in the debate. We're going to have full coverage of the debate tonight.